Well, welcome again to another edition of Brews and Cruise. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and I am here with my cruising buddy, Ennio Leone. And if that doesn't sound Italian, I don't know what does. Ennio, welcome to Brews and Cruise.
Thanks for having me, Christopher. Good to be here. Long time coming.
We are on the biggest cruise ship in the world, and this is called Icon of the Seas. We are sailing number 6, I want to say. Is all we are. So we are kind of the test dummies here, but I think they've been doing a fantastic job. But before we do that, I want to get into a little background between Ennio and myself, where we actually met 4 years ago on a cruise, which was Symphony of the Seas.
Yep.
Symphony of the Seas. So we met 4 years ago, you and your girlfriend, and we made friends after that. And now here we are 4 years later. But before we get into that story, I want to talk about your background and just who the heck you are, because I've known you for a while now, but the audience doesn't. So, Ennio, who the heck are you?
Well, me, Chris, I am just a guy from Michigan, you know, trying to make his way through this world one day at a time. Positive guy, tries to stay focused. I do home building, construction back home. Family business, and outside of that, kind of just exploring the world day at a time. Like, you know, just finished my house with my girlfriend over on Lake St. Clair. We really, really enjoy when the sun's out, you know, take the boat out, go
Who
boating.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah, exactly. Can't wait. Another month or two here, and sun's out. Maybe we'll do another podcast in Michigan.
Well, yeah, because we plan on coming to visit you guys. So now you just built your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you built it from ground up, right?
Yep, correct.
Yourself?
Myself, yeah.
And your team?
Yep, I subcontract out. I have different contractors for, you know, pretty much every single trade. And, you know, I'm kind of the one that puts everybody together. I'm the maestro. You know, I'll find the land. I'll, you know, design the lot to the land, the house to the lot, you know, and, you know, pretty much go from there, hit the ground running.
Well, that's pretty interesting because 4 years ago, I wouldn't have known that. But now that I've got to know you a little bit better over the old Snapchat, I did see it, and your house is gorgeous. Right on the canal, right?
Yeah, right on the canal, full view of the lake, no houses behind me.
That makes a lot of people jealous, most likely. I mean, being from Winona, we have our beautiful Mississippi River, but to have a canal in the backyard
doesn't
get much better than that.
I'll tell you, I went to go see that river. We went to your guys' wedding, and that was beautiful. If you guys ever haven't been to Winona, check it out because it is breathtaking. Absolutely.
Yeah. So now what are we going to drink here? Because if you know, it's Brews and Cruise. However, that's just a concept. So what do we got?
Well, I got a warm-up drink, as I'd call it. You know, a little starter.
All right.
Get the blood flowing. But we have a beautiful bottle of Robert Mondavi, courtesy of
right there.
Icon of the Seas from the casino.
From the casino. So... Yes, so they sent your room?
Yeah, I wish they sent more because I'm going to need it. Yes.
Watching on YouTube, you're seeing the Robert, Mondavi. And you're also seeing our Icon of the Seas cups at the moment. So we are going to pour this, is it a red wine?
Red wine, Merlot.
All right, let's pour these bad boys in.
All right.
So you take the cork out with your teeth, folks.
Put your teeth and spit it as far as you can.
Correct.
All right.
Now, what do we got here, red?
Yes, red Merlot.
Is it a semi-sweet, sweet?
It's just below the driest wine, I believe. Just below the driest wine. It's Cabernet is normally a little more dry. And Merlot is dry, but a little more sweet than Cabernet.
Perfect.
My hand's full here.
Let's cheers.
Cheers.
To our friendship and to the largest cruise ship in the world, Icon of the Seas.
To the Icon, baby.
To me, that's a semi-sweet.
Yeah.
And I like those the most. I don't drink a lot of wine. Do you drink a lot of wine?
A lot of wine every night. Not every night, but no, with dinner. You know, Italians, we like, you know, like the flavor of the wine with your food.
Well,
you know,
let's just scoot these over so the good folks at home can see us. We don't want them to not see our beautiful mugs.
I know.
So you like red wine. Now, when they asked you if you wanted wine, did you get to tell them, or they just send you whatever you want?
I didn't even know. I just walked in my room, and the cleaning staff put the bottle of wine right in my room.
That's convenient.
Courtesy of the casino. It's like, thank you. You know, they really take care of you here, huh? The staff, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. We're going to get to that here in just a little bit because I kind of discussed that with you earlier today. So now you got some interest, and I assume you're into the boating community. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Little by little, making my way up. Started boating about 3 years ago. We got a 2015 Sea Ray out in Naples, Sundeck, 29 foot.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, first boat my dad got, you know, first time we've ever had a boat, and I fell in love. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much as I did. When I started driving the boat, it's all I think about now. I go see the water.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that makes sense why you like cruising.
Yeah.
Now, right now, currently, what do you have? Because that was your first one you said you've ever had?
First one we have, we still have that one.
Okay, you still have that one.
That one's in Florida.
Okay, that's at your other home?
Yeah, my dad's got a condo.
Nice.
Down in Naples there. So, but yeah, that one. And then I got a 255 2015 Scarab.
Ooh, nice. I remember this. You sent a Snapchat, and out of the blue, I'm like, that is a Scarab. I'm pretty positive. And I didn't know what foot. What foot is it?
It's a 25 foot.
Nice.
25 foot. It's got 500 horsepower. Great boat. Got it with like 20 hours on it from the first owner. And pretty much she just didn't have the time. Her husband passed. So,
oh, gotcha.
You know, she couldn't take the boat out anymore. But yeah, outside of that, I'm looking to get a little bit bigger. A little bit bigger. I want to do some more traveling towards, you know, Ohio and also towards the UP. You could take a boat to Chicago from where we live, so Cincinnati. So I really want to start kind of traveling, exploring more, and need a little bit bigger of a boat.
When you talk about you can go to all these places, where about is your location in the Michigan area then?
Me, I'm about 25, 30 minutes like northeast of Detroit, a little bit north of Detroit. You leave Detroit, you follow the Detroit River, which turns into Lake St. Clair and Lake Erie. You follow that up towards Port Huron, you follow the river, and you run into my house about 25 minutes outside of Detroit there.
Okay, so you're over by the Detroit area for anybody that's wondering. Now, you're able to access all these waterways, you said?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they got channels that flow through, passings, the river, you know, just how the Mississippi River kind of is. You know how the Mississippi... You'll go between, you know, I don't even know how many states, what?
Sure, 15 yeah, that's quite a few states. Going down south.
Yeah, so, it's kind of a little bit like that, You kind of just get on the boat and go. You can go to Canada, too. Canada's right across the way.
Oh, have you been there on the boat?
Not on the boat, but I've been there a lot when I was 19.
Nice.
You know, a lot when I was younger. Now it's, you know, after COVID.
Sure.
Got harder to go there. Now it's back.
Yeah. Now it's open. Now, you were telling me couple days ago something about there's like a big boat party where everyone gets together. What was that called?
Yeah, they have two of them every year. They Jobby Nooner and Raft Off. So Jobby Nooner's in the beginning of summer. I think it's like the third week of June, and Jobby Nooner I believe is like towards middle of August. And yeah, if you don't know about it, it is a big party. There's probably, they got like thousands of boats. They had Guinness Book of World Records.
Of how many boats were there?
Yeah. They try every year. They have drones, helicopters. People got planes. They'll fly and land in the water.
Oh, man.
And I'm talking thousands and thousands of people. You have boats lined for, you know, probably about a mile and a half, if not 2 miles. And there's just people walking through just everywhere. It's great time.
It sounds like
everybody looks forward to it. Big event in Michigan.
That one's called Jobby Nooner.
Jobby Nooner.
What does it stand for?
I don't know. No, I don't know. It's just, not very. It's you know, yeah.
Just go.
Yeah, it's a party. Make sure you're at least 18 and up, and you know, 21 to drink.
But make sure you're 18 and up.
There's police out there. They keep an eye on things. So, but I'll have to figure out the dates because it's a big party.
What's the other one? You said Raft Off?
Raft Off. Raft Off's really cool.
Same thing? Or?
Kind of, yeah, same thing. So Raft Off's a little later in the year, and Raft Off is a little more clean cut. Still huge, huge party. But like my neighbors, a lot of the people that live on the lake, they'll take their boat at nighttime the day before, and they'll stay out there for, you know, 3 days.
Oh, wow.
They'll hang out on their boat. They get their bed, their shower. All their, you know, friends are out there. They have a party at nighttime. Everybody has their boats docked, already set up, tied up, and it's just everybody hangs out at night and floats around on rafts. They got fires that they put on rafts and float around the water. Man. Yeah, it's pretty special.
That sounds awesome. So do you have a lift, a boat lift by your house at all?
No, I got the boat launch. It's actually a self-ridge boat launch, military boat launch.
Oh.
Military base, pretty much, right next door. The only one with all seven, like, branches.
Military?
Yeah, it's like Marines, Army. I have to read a piece of paper that had it all or something because there's a lot of them. But
Do you launch every time?
No. I keep my boat in the water. Okay. I keep my boat in the water. I got lifts for the jet skis, you know, the docks. You pull them up on there. And then the boat, I just pull right up, tie it up, put my cover on, and, you know, wait for the next good day to go.
Have you taken that boat out to one of those parties?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It makes it there. Yeah, it makes it. Boat's good. Boat makes it everywhere. Yeah. It's just the boat's a little lighter. And Lake St. Clair is a little shallower of a lake, so it gets a little more choppy. It's, you know, you get an inland lake that's, you know, 20, 30 feet throughout, and you're protected by a ton of houses. The waves don't get too big.
Sure.
But Lake St. Clair, you know, you're on average, I believe, like 7 feet on the lake.
Okay.
You know, and, I mean, it goes up to, you know, 30, 40 feet. You know, canals get up to 20. They have really big boats out there. I mean, they got massive, massive yachts. You know, they got barges. Come in, running,
oh,
you know, steel. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Steel, but everything from Detroit. Like I said, that boat is a great boat. Love the boat, but it's just a little too light. You know, you could pull it with, you know, a 150 truck, no problem. Yeah. And, you know, when you're on the water, if you're not heavy enough, you're going for a half hour driving the whole time. Ding, 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 ding. It's like, geez, I just want to, you know, be a little more comfortable. So for my lake, plus there's a lot of weeds in my lake too.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Yeah, well, you know, with jet boats, it's a big problem. It sucks up the weeds, clogs them, you know. So it's like it's a boat that belongs on an inland lake. Sure. I think, you know,
because you were telling me that you're trying to possibly upgrade from that, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm trying to move. Anybody wants to trade for a Scarab, let Chris know here. No.
Yeah, let me know. We'll broker the deal, man.
Yeah, that's it.
So you want to go from the 25-foot jet boat to?
A 30, at least a 28 minimum, 30-foot cuddy cabin.
Okay.
I want to, you know, I need twin motors because I don't want to take, you know, an hour to get places. And, you know, I need something with a little bit of technology. I don't want it too old. I want, you know, kind of a joystick. You know, you ever seen the joystick?
I've seen it, but I don't know what they do because I've never had one.
They're awesome. So pretty much what they do is you twist the joystick to the right.
Yep.
And then your bow, the front of your boat, will just start spinning. Your boat will spin on a dime.
Sure.
If you pull it to the left, your whole boat will go completely left.
Oh, I see. So it's got thrusters and all.
Yeah, it's got it puts a thruster. So you push it forward, the boat moves forward. You spin it, it spins. There's no pulling two levers, spinning the wheel. You put it in neutral and you spin the joystick.
That sounds nice.
Makes parking the boat a lot easier.
Does the other one that you have in Naples, is that the same thing?
That has a joystick.
So you just basically want something like that up in Michigan.
Something like that. But the one in Naples is open. We don't have like a bedroom in it. You know, there's a bathroom on it. But I want something with a bedroom. I like the idea of, you know, saying, you know what, I had a long week of work. I want to get away for 2 days, turn my phone off, and, you know, drop anchor on the boat and sleep on the boat.
Just hang out.
Just take a breather. You know, the water always calms me down.
Well, you said that you like to go places on your lake because you have restaurants and all that, and you got like a 40-minute boat ride just down over to Detroit.
45-minute boat ride to Detroit. But we do have like, I'd like to say like 5-6 different restaurants. They're all about 10-15 minutes by, you know, jet ski or boat.
Sure.
So, you know, that's really, really nice too.
That is, because we have the Mississippi and it's great, but we do have some restaurants. However, sometimes we have to go through the lock and dam, which out there for like an hour and a half just waiting for a barge to go through. But there are some that are really nice, and I know what you're talking about. It's pretty fun doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's nothing like it.
Nothing like it. And this is like a bigger version of it, you know? So
let's get on to that.
Yeah.
Right now, everyone, those who are listening, we are on day six of our vacation on Icon of the Seas. And if you don't know what Icon of the Seas is, it's Royal Caribbean's newest cruise ship that weighs 248,000 gross tons.
Did you get that number right, Chris?
Yes, it's on that big giant model ship we were looking at last night. That number is slightly over that, but round up for 250 because this thing is humongous. I think they said it can have about 7,000 passengers on this. I don't think we're at that capacity right now. I think they said something like 80% or somewhere in that. So, I mean, you're still talking about 6,000 plus people. Plus crew and staff is about 3,000, so you got a floating city here.
Yeah, but you know what? We were talking about this too because you've been on a lot more cruises than I have. But the few I've been on, you know, the restaurants are normally packed. There's so much to do. Everything's kind of open. This is just it's very, very comfortable, and I think they did a great job spreading things out on this boat.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean it's.
Well, really, we were discussing that because I was like, man, with that many people on it, most people say, well, it's got to be just crowded. But we really haven't seen that on this one, and I think it's because, like you said, they spread things out. Pools are absolutely everywhere there. Kids Zone is all by itself, which I think is the best idea they've done.
So nice.
Because then
we love kids, just not at the pool.
It's not at the pool. Not the swimming bar, at least. So anyways, we're on day six. Right now, we are actually filming on a balcony, and you can probably actually see right here, you can see us recording ourselves, but that's fine. But hey, that's just what it is. We're on the road. This show's been on the road. So I want to ask you, you've been on how many cruises in your life?
I think like six, seven, somewhere when I was really young. So, put a full number. But yeah, I've been on, I believe, like four, pushing five.
Yep.
This might be my fifth Royal Caribbean now.
Sure.
And definitely best boat by far.
Icon is?
Yeah.
Okay, because your girlfriend likes Symphony.
She does like Symphony, but she's always back and forth, So she'll probably get home and say, I like that one better than Symphony. Depends on the day.
I think this one blows it out of the water, but that's just my opinion.
Yes, I agree.
So far, day six of week six, sometimes they're still working out the kinks, but I really haven't seen too many things to complain about.
No.
I've only had good things to say about this.
Nothing's breaking. Everything's brand new. It's clean.
As long as it doesn't sink, we're good.
Hey, make sure you got a cold drink whenever you need one.
They'll get them for you.
Oh my gosh.
Without you having
run,
to ask.
Practically run. I love it. I absolutely love it.
So right now, if you're watching, I'm wearing my standard cruise outfit, which is my red Nike tank top with the white, piping on it. And I got this on the cruise in 2018. It's the best shirt I have because it's so cool. I can get it wet and it just dries in like a half hour.
Why get another one?
But you've been wearing some shirts every day of the week. Slightly dirty.
Thanks for incorporating my shirts. They are slightly dirty. Any kids... Don't repeat.
Try not to
I'm
read it, but
This one's a good one.
Yeah,
this one's pretty good.
It's actually from Fort Myers Beach. It says,
"Yeah, it's
Big Dicks."
Yeah, Big Dicks Salty Semen is the company name.
Yeah,
this one I'm wearing here. Let's see if you can
on the back. It
get
says,
a little view of it.
Liquor, she'll love it.
Liquor
with a liquor bottle on it.
Yeah,
So that's not dirty.
No, it's not. Not too bad.
Only if you have your mind in the gutter.
Yes, because that to me. Would be someone saying, get her some liquor. She'd love it. But another person might be saying, hey, that sounds like liquor, like physically.
Right.
You know?
So anyways, we're actually recording on your stateroom balcony. And if you had to choose a room, are you choosing the balcony? Or are you choosing?
No, I'm choosing the balcony. Love the balcony. I'd choose a suite if I could.
Yeah.
Shout out casino.
Shout out to the casino.
Suites.
Enyo. Enyo. He needs a suite, dude. Just get him one. Just upgrade it.
Come on, guys.
For next year's cruise, because that's what we're doing, right?
Yep.
What's your favorite thing on the cruise besides the casino?
You make me sound real bad.
No,
it's okay.
You love it.
You got to blow off steam when you're not at work. Some people like to, eat. Some people like to drink. I like the casino.
That's right. There's something for everyone here. Even the kids, not the casino. Yes. So what's been your favorite thing other than that? Like on the ship, is something that stands out to you?
I always love the piano bar. Always now, do such a great job at Piano Bar. The Irish Bar has been fun. Yeah. Made friends with our singer, Kevin.
Kevin, shout out to Kevin.
The Aqua Show was great.
The Aqua Show was amazing.
The restaurants, I'm a big food guy, being Italian. So
yep.
Food's been amazing. I got that dining package to try out all the different restaurants, and none of them have failed.
Which one's been the best, though, if you had to repeat on one of them?
I like steaks, chops.
Chops.
The way you steaks at Chops,
yep.
Good way to go if you like steaks. But no, outside of that, let me think about this one, because I do love the casino, you know, but I do.
You do love the casino, yes.
I got to say, my favorite part that I really, really enjoy is how comfortable that steam room is.
Yes.
That we go to every morning.
Yes.
We wake up in the morning, me and Chris and our ladies, and we go right to the spa. They have a steam room. Yep. We steam everything out. They have hot chairs. They got showers. And me and Chris will sweat, so we can't take it no more. Laugh and then go back in after.
Yeah, that's about it. And then out to the pool bar. Yeah.
Yep.
That, you know, what I really like is that swim up bar. That swim up bar has been pretty fun too.
Swim and tonic.
You know, the one thing I really love is that all the pools, not hot tubs, have been lukewarm. So for me, I don't like getting into a cold pool. Most people do on a hot day. I actually love getting into a lukewarm or a hot tub. That's more my style, being from Minnesota. I'm cold. I don't like it.
Yeah,
that's just me.
If you guys want to know something about Chris, let me be the first to tell you, I've learned on this cruise that Chris cannot stand any bit of cold water. Even if it's, I'm not even talking like with ice cubes. I'm talking just, it came out of the faucet and it's not anywhere near warm. And Chris is just so far away. Never seen someone so scared of lukewarm water.
I hate it, dude. I hate it. You told me to take a cold shower after the steam room. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to do that.
It's like, I can't do it. Dude, it's like, come on, man. It's good for you.
So, but going back now, let's go to your favorite thing, which is the casino.
No.
What are you playing when you go there? What's like the one thing you're like, hey, I want to do that?
Slots, blackjack, main two.
No, you only get one.
Obviously. Okay. If the cards are good, blackjack's always a great time. You know why? I enjoy hanging out with the people at the table. I like making friends, talking to people.
Yeah.
You know, so do you.
Yeah, we did that last night. We had a couple people, some nice, some took us for all we were worth.
Yeah, that guy smoked the whole crowd. We're winning. We got four people. We're all playing blackjack, you know. Yep. Chris's dad, Rich, is hitting straight flushes on the bonus bets.
Yep.
We're all pulling 21s. The dealer's busting. And finally, we seen some light. Then all of a sudden, this guy sits down and changes all the cards. And we all went from, you know, money to no money real quick.
Yeah, I think I was up $100 and I was down to my last 15 by the time Brian showed up.
Best lesson is do not gamble. It is the worst, but it is a good time. Just, you know, keep it under control.
Well, you know, we have met a lot of people by just sitting there, but I mean, it's obviously costing money. But Buzzkill Brian, that was his name.
Yes.
If he sees this, he'll know who he is.
He's going to say, I remember those guys.
Yeah, I remember those guys. So,
Buzzkill Brian. Life.
But we have met some fun people sitting there. I mean, though, because you're playing a slot machine. You don't really talk to the people next to you. But as you're waiting for your cards to come around, you do start talking to the people. And all the dealers here are really, really good.
Fun. So fun. Happy.
And they actually start talking to us and having fun with us, too. That one lady last night, she tricked you thinking she had 21.
She got me good. She got me good. She
started pulling out more money.
She pulls an ace on the flop, and then she waves insurance. She acts like she got a king or a queen, and it's a two, and she busts.
Yeah.
So
I know you're sitting there pulling more money.
It was a good joke. It was the best joke that anybody could ever make. You tell me I'm going to lose, and then you say, just kidding, you won.
That's a better joke for me. So we did an excursion yesterday, which would have been day five. We were on Cozumel, Mexico, and we did a really fun ATV tour.
About that,
how could you forget?
I know, I didn't. You were nuts. No, I can't. My body is so sore. I was having so much fun on these four wheelers.
Yeah.
And our tour guide, shout out to Eddie. We got to figure out the company name to that, because that, if you end up in Cozumel, you got to take these guys. We'll look it up on our phone
figure it out before they were wearing over. Orange and black.
Well, you got that picture on your phone for all the pictures.
Yeah, that's right. I'll figure it out. But anyways, we had a great time. We went through the jungle, quote unquote. I don't really know how much of a jungle it was, but we did go to a sulfur pond.
Sulfur pond.
Which I don't remember what that was called. Do you remember?
No.
I don't remember either.
There were stalagmites.
Yeah. Well, and there was bats flying around.
There were bats, but they weren't like anywhere near you.
They weren't. But still, my mom saw that video of us.
Yeah.
She's like, she got grossed out. She said that was disgusting. I'm like, well,
if Bella can do it, anybody can do it.
No, she was all for it.
Oh, and I've never met somebody more afraid of bats and spiders in their life.
Yeah.
And snakes. Any three of those, she will not go within a mile radius of. She'll run so far, but she was all for it. She was all for it.
She was like the first one, like, yep, we're going to jump off the 20-foot cliff. Yeah. Oh, sounds good.
What about the guy gave us extra 5 minutes on the four-wheelers?
All because you did that front flip. Yeah, you did front flip.
They had a 28-foot jump.
Was it 28 foot?
It was 28 foot. Oh, I thought you said
20. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it seemed about 28. 25.
Anyways, you landed it.
Length of my boat.
Length of my boat.
It seemed about right.
Jumped off that.
All right, I'm at the top of the cliff. Bella jumps off, and the tour guy goes, "All right, whoever, someone does a front flip, I'll give you guys an extra 5 minutes on the four wheelers." And I was like, really, really thinking about not doing the front flip until I heard the 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I did it. Did it? Landed one piece in the. Gosh, that was fun. Those four-wheelers were fun.
So for those who are wondering, well, what's so great about this? Well, it's this old-school pond, which was supposed to be something for youth back in the Maya.
It's in Cozumel. It's, I can't remember the name of it. Me and you got the girls would know.
Yeah, well, if you just go on ATV tour and you'll go there.
Yep.
And then you can jump. It's a sulfur pond. Yep. So.
And they got this little tower when you first get there. It's like a triplet tower. If you touch it, you're supposed to end up having triplets. So
we all touched it.
Yeah, I'm a one-and-done guy anyway, you know. So give me all three of them at once, and that's it. Tie the tubes. I'm done.
There you go.
I'm done.
Well, hopefully that pyramid or whatever did the trick for us.
Yeah, I'm happy to have one.
And then we went on a tequila tour, which was, this was even crazier. I got a guy coming on in a few weeks. He wanted to do tequila. So we went to that tequila tasting port, which was part of our tour anyways. And the tequila that we have in the States is nowhere near the tequila that actually comes from Mexico. So for those who are out there thinking, Patron's amazing, or you might talk about some of the other ones that are out there that you might think are amazing, but until you go straight to Cozumel, you won't understand just how smooth tequila can be, because I hate tequila in the States.
So does Bella.
Yeah. However, they give us the stuff that they had there, and it's straight from the plant. So they had anything aged from, what was it, 1 year to 22 years? I think it was a $400 bottle.
It was 18, so it went 1 year, 7 year, I think, then 12 year, 15 and 18.
Yeah, and when they talk about the age of it, it's not the age that's sitting in the bottle or in a barrel. It's the age of the plant. So
no, is it the age of the plant?
Pretty sure it's the age of the plant. That's what they're talking about.
I thought it was how long it sat in the barrel for.
Nope. It's about the plant size. So if you see a small agave plant, you're not going to get the good taste as a giant one that's been around for eight. I bought the 18-year bottle.
No, yeah, I'm telling you, I think the 18, what the years mean, and we'll look it up. Correct me if I'm wrong, but
I want to.
That's fine. We'll Google debunk this and we'll get some comments here. Someone's going to know out there.
Someone's going to know.
But what I believe is that the years on it is how long the alcohol sits in the barrel. I could be wrong, though.
I'm just talking about this tequila specific.
Oh, maybe. I zoned out a little bit on the tour.
Oh, you zoned out on the tour.
On the tequila tour, I was looking at the bottles. I was so excited. I missed some of what he was saying.
Well, I bought that expensive one that... aged 18 years. So I bought that one because I have a buddy coming on, and I'm like, hey, you know what? No better place than to have tequila that I actually like than with someone that wants it and might appreciate it more than someone else that doesn't like tequila. But again, it was the smoothest thing I've ever had. I'm like, Now, that's not what I recall tequila. Tequila for me is Patron, and it's like, ugh. It just hurts. It burns going down. Yep. This other stuff just does not.
No, it's very important. Very big difference in types of tequila. It's not like, you know, I guess vodka, you know, there's difference, but nothing is different. You know, good tequila, regular tequila.
Yeah. You know? So we are on the ship, and tomorrow is our last day, which is day 7. We stop at a place called Coco K. Dude, perfect day at Coco K is the best.
It is.
But it's actually an island. I think it's in the Bahamas portion, and it's owned by Royal Caribbean. So when we get off the ship tomorrow, it's literally only us on this island. All the food is included. All the beverages are included. We don't have to take anything besides our CPAS card. It's, to me, the most relaxing stop. When you get off at, like, Cozumel or any other stop, you have to kind of plan out, like, well, okay, make sure we take enough cash so we can do this. Yep. Or if we need our... Because you sometimes need a passport.
Get here, get in the car for 30 minutes, drive to this place, drive back another hour, and, you know, get stuck waiting and waiting and waiting. It's nice to get off the boat and just everything's right there. Yeah. Everything's included. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to stress, and you just get off. And I'm excited for this floating bar you were telling me about. Yeah. I haven't been there yet.
So they have the swim-up bar, which has got fresh water in it.
Yes.
Then they have a floating tiki bar. I would say it's about 20 yards or so out in the ocean, so you can swim up to it. You climb up, you get onto it. It's a wooden tiki hut, and our drink package works for it, so we can get whatever the heck we want.
Sounds right up my alley.
It is right up your alley. It's up mine, too.
I'm the worst.
Yeah. I'm the worst. So that's Coco K tomorrow. Going back to the favorite things on the ship, for me, it's got to be probably... I've really enjoyed the hideaway in the back. That's been pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But I think the thing that stands out in my mind is the Pearl. The Pearl on the promenade. You walk in, there's this giant globe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that beautiful. Is just like, oh, my gosh, this is on a ship.
What about the bar right there at the top of it? And then you walk outside to the racing track where they got all the chairs. Remember we were dancing the other night?
Yep.
We walked out there with the silent disco party.
Yep, that's the 1400 bar, which is just across from it. That would be my favorite bar, but we never really go to it because there's nothing really happening there.
Yeah, it's
kind of just a lounge to hang out at.
Depends. You know, every ship's different. You know,
well, you like the dueling pianos, and that's something that's brand new to Royal Caribbean. And the dueling pianos is fantastic.
Oh, it's always a good show. But I'm also at the same time, you know, when I said every ship's different, you know, I mean, like the people that get on the ship are always different, you know. And
yeah.
9.9 times out of 10, when you go on a cruise ship, everybody's excited to, you know, say, hey, how are you? What's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool. But, you know, depending on the groups of people, some might like hanging out at the piano bar, or, you know, some might like being at the nightclub. And depending on the guests that are on the ship, you know, it kind of also determines what bar you're hanging out more.
Yeah. Or you can just make friends for life on a ship, too.
Oh, yeah. Look at us.
Cheers. Shout out to us.
Get some more wine here. Cheers on that one.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to that, we're talking about the people that come on the ship. Sometimes it does make a huge difference, but going off of that, there is literally something for absolutely everyone on these ships. Yeah. I always tell people, like, if you're thinking about cruising, go on either the Oasis class or now this one, possibly, because of the fact that if you don't like this, you won't like any other ship, is my guess. I mean, there's just things to do for everyone on this one, but you're right. Every part of the year. Yeah, you might as well give me some more of that nice red wine.
Compliments to the casino.
Compliments to the casino. Cheers to that, then.
I almost cheered you the wrong one.
That's okay. So yeah, it does make a difference. Like, right now, we're on during spring break-ish for some people. So we do have a lot more maybe of a younger crowd, but we have literally everyone from
everything.
The senior citizens... two infants on here.
Yeah.
And we have found some interesting
fellas. What about the old couple in Love and Marriage?
Well, yeah.
What
about the newlyweds on Love and Marriage?
That too, yeah.
They were a beautiful couple.
Yeah, it was you guys.
you know what I heard? I heard that the old people were cheating by telling each other the answers.
Oh, really?
That's what someone was telling us.
I don't know. Listen, I wouldn't put it past some people. They want to win at all costs. But you know what?
We had fun.
They've been alive a long time. Let them win one, right?
Yeah, well, and, you know, I'm going to go off the win that I got from this, which I got to perform Engelbert solo acoustic style.
Yes, I have a surprise. I'm not telling Bella because she already knows the song. But
oh yes, we gotta go to the
Karaoke bar,
dude. Tonight. The karaoke bar here is so awesome fun. Too.
Everything's fun.
I know.
Everything's a good time.
That's why it goes by so darn fast for us.
You hear people all the time. They go, "Oh, I'd never go on a cruise. Oh, I don't like cruises." That's because they never went on one.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, or they went on a bad one, and they're scarred for life.
Most people are like, "Oh, I don't want to be stuck on a boat." I'm like, if you think this is a boat, this is a ship. And if I recall,
it's a ship, matey.
Yeah, it's a ship, mate.
Oi.
And I think if I read this right, there's 3 million square feet of stuff here. Now that's probably including absolutely everything.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, and I believe it too.
17 floors and. I mean, this thing is
19 floors if you include the suites that we can't go to.
I'm telling you, this thing's half the size of a subdivision. And, you know, we build subdivisions. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, it is a big, big ship. And then, not to mention, say you laid out this ship 17 times all throughout. How much area would it cover? You could probably cover a city that holds 10,000, 20,000 people at a time.
Oh, I would guarantee you probably could. I mean,
the same, that guarantee, it's the same square, pretty close to the same square footage as, you know, a town that, you know, probably holds at least 8,000 people.
Right. So going off of cruises and people that are on them, that's how Enyo and I met was 4 years ago during the COVID cruise.
Well, they don't know this story yet, do they?
No, this is breaking news right now. All right,
you take it away.
I'll take it away. So anyways, we Enyo and I and his girlfriend and my now wife, we all met March of 2020. And if you remember, that was a crazy time of life. And that's when COVID started happening. And as we were on that ship, actually, everything was shutting down day by day.
People were scavenging for toilet paper everywhere.
So we'll get there to that. Anyways, things were getting shut down, but I think you and me met during the Sexy Man competition.
Yes, yes, we did.
And we met another guy named Max, but I still have him on Instagram, and he likes some of my stuff sometimes.
Yeah, he's great, great guy.
Yeah, and that's so funny. We met that day. So we had actually probably only hung out maybe 5 days on our first cruise.
Yep.
But then we stayed in touch throughout the last that 4 years.
Old Facebook.
Yep, the old Facebook. Now, my memory and my story goes this way. As we were on the ship, by about the end of the week, you guys told us that if we ever got married, to send you an invite.
Yes.
I feel like that's the story that I remember. And if it's
something
not,
along those lines.
Exactly, something along those lines. Well, we kept that in mind those 3 years after, and we're like, we got to invite them. Because we always kind of stayed in touch, even if it was just little by little, on Snapchat or whatever it might have been. But most of the time, what happens on these cruises, and this happened many, many times, they'll say, "Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll stay in touch, we'll stay in touch." And about 2 weeks after you got the ship, you stop talking to them.
See ya.
Well, that didn't happen with us.
No way.
We just kept talking. But we hadn't seen you until you guys made the trip for our wedding back in September. And we hadn't seen you since that last day in March of 2020. Personally.
Yep.
So when you break it down, seeing each other face to face or hanging out face to face, we hung out probably a total of 2 weeks max.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe 14 days because you guys stayed the weekend for our wedding.
Yep.
So it's crazy how this all came about. And then we booked this cruise during our honeymoon cruise back in October. And we told you guys, hey, if you're considering possibly going on a cruise, we're going to do this one. If you guys can make it work. I think it was maybe a week later, you guys go, we booked it.
We booked it.
I'm like, no kidding. And now here we are sitting here, and I think it's a sweet, awesome story that I kind of cherish because I'm like, our friends.
One of my new best friends for life, man. Exactly. I mean, that's crazy. You know, I got friends everywhere, and I got a lot of really, really, really great, close, best friends back home, and you are not one of them. And it all started from me and you getting on a stage,
getting
making
on stage.
Fools out of ourselves, all right, in a good way. The good dance. Took
it was for the audience.
Yeah, for the audience. And we're dancing up there, don't even know each other yet. And Bella's sitting down, and all of a sudden Stephanie walks up, sitting next to Bella, like five people over. She goes, "Is that one yours?" She goes, "Yup."
"Is that one yours?"
She goes, "Is that one yours?" She goes, "Yup." And that was it. We've all four been best friends ever since that day.
Yep. Is that one yours? What are we, cattle?
Yeah.
What are we, a piece of meat?
I don't know. They own us.
They own us.
They own us.
Oh, no. So, yeah, so that's how our friendship started. And now here we are on the largest cruise ship in the world, having the time of our life, going by way too fast. But we have now since.
Always does. Always does.
It always does. But now we're going to come visit you. Because you guys made the trip to come visit us.
Yes.
So we're coming to your town, and we're going to take over. And we possibly might have a part two sometime in the summer if the audience likes it.
If the people want to see part two.
People want part two.
Put it in the comments.
Put in the comments if we get any comments.
Show you guys Lake St. Clair. We'll take you on the boat.
Yeah, we'll just do the cast from out there.
Yeah.
We're already doing from this boat. Yeah. Why not? Why change it up? Just
keep it on a boat.
Yeah.
Or the backyard. There's boats everywhere in the backyard anyway.
So now I want to go back over to the negative side of things of this ship. Mm. Is there anything that you think, now I know what mine is. Is there anything that you think should be improved, got missed, could be better?
I mean,
you want me to go first?
Yeah, I guess.
Because you're probably going to agree with me anyway.
No, I want to hear. You'll probably trigger something that I
oh, I'm about to.
Not, but it's. I really got to think about it. Really got to think about it. So, but anyway, go ahead.
So it's day six, and we have yet to see a sexy man competition, and I am upset.
That's messed up. That's a no good. We needed the sexy man. Do the sexy dance.
We have no sexy man.
The heck is going on?
What's going on?
A tradition for I don't even know, probably at least 50 years.
Yeah, since they opened.
How long ago did they open?
Since the first guy at Speedos did it.
When was their debut?
68, I believe.
68. I was close.
Somewhere in there.
I'm close. Come on. I'm like 6 years off.
You got it.
55.
So that's my
55 years ago, tradition broke. All because of cancel culture. Guaranteed.
No, because I just had one back in October.
Oh.
I won that one, too.
I'm confused.
I don't know. Are they trying to throw us for a loop here on Icon? Like, there's nobody that wants to see that? Because I wanted to start our own up.
Yeah, or at least make a sexy woman competition.
Well.
You know? If there's not going to be a sexy man.
They've kept everything else. We had the quest last night. Yeah. That's dirty.
Yeah.
So cancel culture.
That was funny. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah. What other things have we? They still have the Love and Marriage game show, so they've kept a lot of things.
They kept a lot of things, but that hurt me. And me and Chris had a real big plan to, you know, beat each other one way or another. We had moves and dances and shirtless choreography planned everywhere.
Yeah, I hired Usher to actually give me taken care of.
I was just gonna belly flop in the pool and rub my nipples.
Belly flop, that's it. Yeah. Also, hold on. Belly flop competition. There's no belly flop competition.
No belly flop comp.
I had that in October and I had the sexy man. So Icon, what are you doing with this?
I know. That type of stuff brings everybody on the ship together.
And the best place to have it? Aquadome.
Aquadome would be nice.
They used to do it in the Aqua Theater.
Yes.
That was before you and me met. But, yes, they used to do it in the Aqua Theater. Now they have the Aqua Dome. What better place?
Yeah, the dome is really nice. Actually, I like it better that it's in the dome, less, you know, wind and, you know, less things to, like, mess up a show. And it's also, at the end of the day, too, you know, you're watching somebody perform. You know, the boat, you're already on a boat, you know, to see them exposed to wind also as much as you know everything else, you know, it's nice that they put in there. It's, I think it's also safer
for those who don't know, though. The Aqua Show is a show of dancing and all that, but there's also high dives that go along with this show.
Super high, like we're like, you know, 20 feet in the air, and you know, you got strong winds, they might, you know, cancel a show, which is a safe thing to do. They're very safe on the boat. But
And well, anyways, now they put it on this ship. They put it indoors, so now you don't ever have to cancel the shows, because a lot of them are getting canceled because of what you said, the wind. And you're also on a boat rocking, and we got people doing high wire acts, and not that they're
front flips, back flips, double front flip dive. I mean,
well, and then they're also doing tightrope walks. Now they are safety lined in, and that, you know, that's all great and fine, but trying to do what you said, balance it because of wind and also a ship moving. Now the ship doesn't move that much, but still,
no,
every little thing counts on that.
No, it's ship's been very, very good. It hasn't been rocky, you know, no problems there, so that's good.
Been nothing but awesome.
You ever see those cruise ships that they're you know, the ceilings fall off or
oh, Carnival, you know, shout yeah, out to Carnival.
You're sitting in your bed and all of a sudden your phone and everything's sliding off the dresser.
You know, shout out to Carnival.
Yeah, shout out to Carnival. You won't have that problem on this boat. This is a wide, wide ship.
Dude, it's so big. It's like almost, I would say it's about
almost double some of the, it's double one of the other cruise ships. We pulled up to port. Yeah. And you look at the other cruise ship from the back, and you look at ours from the back, and the backs were close together. And, I mean, I think it was a Norwegian. I can't remember. But, I mean, our boat was double the width.
Yeah.
Double the width.
It's nuts just how big. You know, the other thing is, Stephanie always goes, how the heck do these things stay afloat? And I watched a video on what
they
it is.
They pump a lot of water out.
They pump a lot of water out. And then you... But here's the thing, it's the way these things supposedly, it's because there's so much going into it, the water is pushing even harder against it to get back to the surface.
Yes.
And that's how these things float.
Because there's more weight and a lot more air that fill all the cavities.
Yeah, and also because of the interiors that are wide open and they're not heavy, also plays a part in it. But it's like, I even watched that like three times through and I'm still like, I don't get it, dude. I don't get it.
Physics.
Physics, then we're not physics.
Well, you're not a physics teacher.
No, I'm definitely not that. So now, what's your least favorite thing on this ship? Sexy man, or the lack of belly flop?
I miss the sexy woman competition. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I miss it too because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, that was a big one. That was like really, really the big one.
Would have been perfect on day two.
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff is, you know, I don't know. I really don't have much to complain about. Maybe I could have got some more money in the casino from them.
That is a valid concern.
It's always a concern.
You know, I bet what they'll do is they'll probably comp you a room just for your troubles.
I think so. I hope so. I'd love to get a free cruise out of this.
We'll be back next year.
We'll be back for sure.
They want you back next year. One thing that I think has been really fun, though, that they've had is every couple nights, they've had kind of some fun themes in the Royal Promenade. But on this ship, going back to your comment, it's so wide that even though they're having these huge parties with couple hundred people or more, you can still walk by.
There's still
no problem.
I don't know. What about the one night me and you were putting on a show on the promenade?
There's
a big crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Might not have been able to make it through during that show.
Yeah, that
wasn't on the list.
Well, you know what we did is we tried to have a sexy man competition just by having a sexy dance-off. And we did a sexy dance-off in front of everyone. And, you know, the performers, we had to give them a break for a moment.
Yeah. Exactly.
Poor guys.
Chris and me took our shirts off, and we pretty much danced around on stage like Magic Mike.
That's exactly.
I think that's a good way to describe it.
A Magic Mike Triple XL.
Two Magic Mics.
Magic
on a staircase.
Magic Enyo and Magic Chris, and No Stoner Jay.
No Stoner Jay.
Where was he at?
Shout out to Enter Jay. Back in Flint, Michigan, my boy.
Enter J.
Oh,
it's someone else?
Huh?
That's not who I'm thinking of?
No, Stoner J's name, real name is Enter J.
Oh, and that's right, he's from where he's from?
He's from Flint in Michigan, yep. Yeah, it's crazy, the people you meet, right next door. The people next door to my neighbors in my room here, they're from Fenton, Bella's hometown.
You were saying that because you guys were watching the ships leave, and they were right here behind you. Yep. Oh, yeah. That's
get
nice.
To meet the neighbors.
Meet the neighbors.
Meet the neighbors.
Meet the fuckers.
Meet the fuckers.
So, you know what the funny part is? There's so many people on the ship, but we keep running into the same people. What the heck is going on?
Great minds think alike.
That's true.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I think the real thing is, once you get settled in for about 2 days, you start doing these things, and those people start doing the same exact things, and then you just start seeing them because we've seen Stoner Jay absolutely every day, randomly.
Yeah,
just shows up out of the blue sometimes.
I'm excited to see him randomly show up out of the blue in Michigan, man. I'm gonna go nuts.
Dude, that's, you I'm gonna pop up.
I turn around. Stoner Jay. Yes. He don't even smoke either. That's the funny part.
I know. That's the so piano guy funny. Gave him the name, right?
Yeah, piano yeah. guy did. He was at the piano bar and he had sunglasses on in the piano bar, so they pointed at him and called him Stoner Jay, and it stuck.
Yeah, well, now
great just, name. Great yeah. name. Love it.
Yep.
So, a lot easier to pronounce, too.
Yeah, than whatever his real name is. Enter J. That's his real first name?
Yeah, it's like enter with an I.
That's his first name or both names?
That's his first name.
Enter J?
Enter J. Took me a little while. I was drinking a few. But after I got it, it stuck.
Even if you were sober, it's still odd.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, no one hears of my name, Ennio. You know, people are probably like, what did he say? Every time. They've never met a person that, you know, I randomly meet. Unless they're from, you know, like Europe or, you know, a little more of a cultural background. But any person I normally meet, I'll introduce myself, say, hi, I'm Ennio. They'll say, excuse, what was it? What was it again? Every time.
What's your last name?
Leone.
You're not Italian, are you?
Just a little.
Just a slight bit.
Just a little, just not from there.
So where does your name Ennio come from? It's spelled E-N-I-O.
Correct.
Where does that come from?
That that was my grandfather's name.
Okay.
On my mom's side. And yeah, he was from Abruzzo, Italy. Little bit north of Rome. Campo di Giove is what they call it. But yeah, I love my name.
Many out there.
No, definitely, you know, you don't see any Ennios. So when someone meets, you know, me, they normally remember, which is special to me, you know, special.
Well, I assume I'm going to live, you know, probably another 40, 50, 60 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to run into another one.
If you go to Italy, you might.
Is it a common name
over
there?
Maybe we'll take a cruise to Italy.
Italian cruise, huh?
I would love to.
Dude.
Sounds right up my alley. Wine.
Yeah, well, you know.
Seafood.
I think we're going to head off to dinner here shortly because it's about 7:30 our time.
Get some pasta.
No, tonight's lobster night.
Oh, it's lobster.
Oh, I'm getting lobster.
Yeah, I got to get lobster.
And you're coming with us, right?
Of course. Where else would I be?
Well, the women right now are at Wizard of Oz. Just kidding. Yes, you will be at the casino unless they drag you out.
Skip dinner. Chris, come on, we got to go to dinner. Come on.
Well, the guy said there's chips in the casino.
Like bags of chips? Or like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, chips that are $500.
No.
$100.
You definitely don't try to eat those.
Different chips. So, yeah, tonight's lobster night, and then we end our cruise, and then, sadly, we're going to go our separate ways.
Not for long.
Not until long. July, because I'm coming to see you, it sounds like, over Stephanie's birthday.
And get everything cleared out.
Dude, organized. I can't wait to see your house. It looks beautiful.
Pumped to have you guys. So excited.
You know, here's one thing I got to leave us with here. With everything, all the people that are on here, the service staff, if Royal ever sees this, your serving staff does a amazing job for everyone here, I would say. And I've been on, this is my 18th cruise. I can't think of one time I had a bad service experience in any part of the cruise ship, but mainly cruises. The main dining room. My dad even said, he said, if anyone in our hometown ever was like a wait staff that they have here, they would be the talk of the town because they don't come out and go, who had this? Who had that? Who had that? You don't have to beg them to get you another drink of water, pop, whatever it is. They just come and bring it to you. Now, obviously, when it comes to those things like in an adult beverage, you know, in the States, they would ask you because obviously it cost you again. But even water refills, pop refills, you don't even have to ask for it. It's there before your next one's gone.
As soon as you take a sip and set your glass down, it's refilled.
It's like they're watching you, but you don't know they're watching you. And not only that, the wait staff is so friendly.
They're watching you.
They're watching me from my shoulder.
No, they're very, very respectful and nice. I mean, you know, yeah, crew is very, 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 you know, attentive to, you know, what's missing. So that's really good. And they're all respectful and they're always happy. They're always happy. I mean, they could probably have a million things to complain about, and they never complain. They never complain, never have a bad look, never a bad attitude, never, you know, you ask for something. I mean, man, I was in the airport in Atlanta. I went to one of those minute suites.
Oh, yeah. And oh, geez, that's right. You did.
Oh, my gosh. It was like the worst thing I've ever seen. I don't know who this girl was, but I walked up to the counter. I filled out my forms online. I didn't book it because I wanted to make sure that there was a, you know, little suite available to take a nap on my three-hour layover. And I walk up to the counter, and I, you know, standing there looking at this girl, making direct eye contact with her while she's sitting in one of the suites, charging her phone, talking to one of her friends. She sees us, doesn't move. I'm looking around. I find a bell maybe a minute later. I ring the bell. As soon as I ring the bell, she goes, hangs up the phone, gets up, walks over to the counter. I go, hi. I go, you know, is there any sweets? No, we don't have anything. It's like, well, you know, if I go online, can I? You think I can find one? And she's like, well, how long are you staying for? She's like, yeah, there's nothing overnight. I'm like, it's just for an hour. Just one place for an hour.
Yep.
And, you know, it was like I had to almost argue to, you know, spend my money. And, you know, I can't believe the place is open with staff like that. You know,
you would never have that here. They would be fired in an instant.
Gosh, I'd be screaming. I'd be like, this is terrible. I'm trapped on a boat. No one's giving me a drink, you know? No, they're very, very good. Very thankful for that. Very thankful. They've been good on all of them, though. They're always like that.
When I was 6 years old, they were great.
Yeah, but I think everybody's really excited about the new ship, too, and, you know, kind of being proud of it. So, you know, I think.
Well, and, you know, the waiter that we have, that we've been having the last three or four nights, he said that he was handpicked to be here, so they may have handpicked the best ones that had the best reviews.
I think so.
And I mean,
they're all great. They really are.
We had a good one on our honeymoon on Ovation. He was really good. Slipped him a couple 20s, and boy, oh boy, that
you gotta
food
take care
shows.
You got to take care of the people that take care of you. Yes, how much, you how little, you know, I don't think it really matters, you know, depending. But, you know, realistically, you know, they think, and they're so appreciative. So appreciative.
Yep. Well, I want to thank you, Enyo, for coming on the cast. And we are, actually now you are the person that has traveled the furthest to be on the cast. But I also traveled the furthest to be here on the cast, too. So maybe you didn't travel
we'll
that
call
far.
It a tie.
You traveled.
We'll call it a tie. I'm happy to tie with you, man.
No, we traveled 10 floors. No, actually 9 because they don't have a 13th floor.
Yeah.
We traveled 13 floors to get here.
Whatever. I had a layover in Atlanta, so I technically traveled further.
Well, anyways, I'm going to thank you for coming on. Two icons are on the Icon of the Seas, and we're going to toast. This has been another episode of Brews and Cruise. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, leave a review. Anything is appreciated.
And round two.
Let us know if you want round two, but we're going to head to dinner right now. Mm. Cheers again.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Till next time, baby. Salute, guys.